Welcome back to the last day of the 2024 Next Gen Advent Podcast. I cannot believe that we made it this far, and here we are on Christmas Day celebrating the birth of Jesus. And to help us celebrate today, I have three special guests who are going to help us just kind of think through what does this day mean and what do the details mean. And so before we go any further, let me have them introduce themselves. Go ahead and tell me, what is your name and your grade?
My name is Molly and I'm in second grade.
My name is Macy and I'm in sixth grade.
My name is Briley and I'm in eighth grade.
All right. And so we have with us three sisters who are going to help us just kind of pick this apart today. And so when we are thinking about Christmas, here we are listening to this on Christmas Day, but Christmas right now while we're recording is still a little far away. What are you looking forward to most about Christmas? I want to hear from each of you.
I'm looking forward to like the presents and just like the day.
And the day, like the whole day, just the celebration of it. I like that. Mace?
I'm looking forward to seeing my family all gathered around the fire.
Ooh, that sounds very like cozy. Briley?
I would also say family, but like also setting up for Christmas is really fun and seeing all the trees and decorations.
I like that part too, like the preparation of it. Yep. All right. And so this year on the Advent podcast, we've been looking at how God is with us and kind of talking about the fact that he's with us makes a big difference in how our days are and how we prepare for Christmas. But what is one thing that you like to do at Christmas time with people more than you like to do it by yourself? Like, what's better with people?
Probably opening the presents.
Yep. That's been a popular answer. What do you think, Macy?
Drinking hot cocoa.
Ooh, you like to drink hot cocoa with people? It's just like by yourself. You're like, it's just not the same.
All right. Yeah.
All right. All right. Briley?
I say like making gingerbread houses.
Ooh,
or
that's
like baking
true.
Competitions.
Yep, anything like that. Yeah, and decorating. It's so fun to see like other people decorate or like get ideas from them, right?
Yeah, because you can't really do that by yourself.
Yep,
and
yep.
It's not a competition.
Yep, yep, that's true. You just won. So, yeah, that's so true. We're talking about how God is truly with us. Where do you guys imagine, when you think that God is with you, where do you imagine that he is? And how do you remember that he is with you all the time?
Because like, God, I know that God is always with you. He will never leave my side.
Mm-hmm. Where do you imagine that he is? So do you feel like you imagine that he's by your side?
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how did you come to know that? Or how do you like remind yourself of that when maybe sometimes you feel like alone?
Because when I look in the Bible, because if I like just look, if I'm bored and I just like go in my room, then like I always see the Bible somewhere and then I want to open it up and just read it.
Yeah, that's a commercial for boredom. I like that. That's good. Macy, how about you? Where do you imagine that God is? And how do you like remember that he's with you?
Well, I kind of imagine God is like my shadow, kind of. That like you can't go anywhere without your shadow.
Mm-hmm.
And like your shadow follows you.
Yeah, I love that. And how do you remember, like how do you remember to tell yourself? Like if you're ever feeling alone, like how do you remember that that's true, that he's with you?
Because, like, when something hard comes up, I just, like, remind myself to always, like, remember that Jesus is with me, I guess.
So you remind yourself. Sometimes you have to, like, speak the truth to yourself and remind yourself of, like, what truth is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Briley, how about you? Where do you imagine that God is?
I imagine that God's just, like, everywhere, like, all the time. And, like, he can't, like, possibly leave you. And, like, he's just, like, there.
How do you remind yourself? Like, if you're ever feeling alone or you feel like, oh, my goodness, how am I going to do this? I need some help. Like, how do you remind yourself that he's with you?
Usually I look for, like, signs if, like if I'm having like a bad day, I'm like, okay, God just wants to like talk. And like I saw this picture with God sitting on one side of the table waiting for you to just talk to him.
So you see sometimes that the Lord like puts visual images into like your day to be able to be like, Briley, remember, I'm here.
Yeah,
I love that. All right, so let's dig into our passage. Can I have one of you read for us the scripture verse? And the whole passage we're looking at today is Matthew chapter 2, verses 16 through 23. But we're going to go ahead and highlight verses 19 and 20.
After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, because those who intended to kill the child are dead."
All right, so here we see that so much has happened in the young life of Jesus. Joseph and Mary really went through some very trying times, and they stayed in Bethlehem after Jesus was born, only to have to run away to Egypt. And while it wasn't for many years, they still left everything they knew to keep him safe. Upon hearing that Herod had died, they were directed by God to head back home. But when they got home, they realized that Herod's son was in power and was just as corrupt as his father was. Joseph didn't feel safe returning to Judea, so they headed to Galilee and settled down in Nazareth. That seemed like a good place to hopefully live in peace. Another way that God is truly amazing is that 700 years earlier, the prophet Isaiah had predicted this very thing would happen. We see that in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. This is yet another example of how powerful and mighty God is. He can use our fears and concerns for his glory. God took care of Joseph, Mary, and Jesus, and he would continue to show his power through the details of Jesus' life. So ladies, let's think through this. How do you feel like you have seen God take care of the details of your life?
Like Dad got a job, and that was just something that God has just given an opportunity for me to just, for my dad to have. And that was just amazing that God got to, like, just do that for me, because that's amazing.
Yep. And so you see that, like, your dad was without a job for a lot of this year, right? And you guys were praying that the Lord would bring the right job and that you get to watch him work the details, and you have gotten to watch all of those details fall in place, right, to be able to be at that point. And that is pretty amazing. Anything else, Riley, Macy? How have you gotten to see God take care of the details of your life?
God, like, took away our house just to bring, so Dad lost the job, and we got the house, we had to move houses, but once we moved houses, we realized what God has done in our life, that he gave my dad a way better job, and that it actually, gives us, things that we actually need.
Yeah, so it's kind of, reset some things and, kind of, refocused you.
Yeah.
Bradley, any ways that you've seen God take care of the details of your life?
Basically all the things they just said.
Yeah, right? That's a lot. And you guys have been watching that all year long, right? Kind of waiting and watching to see what the Lord is going to do. And you've seen the Lord move, right? To be able to be like, oh, okay, you're painting a picture that was different than we thought we wanted. You know, especially last year this time, you would have been like, that's not what we want, right? But he's like, no, I got you. And this is what we're doing. Does God care about only big things in your life or little things also? And how do you know that?
I feel like God takes care of really any, the big and the little, because he cares so much about us.
Yeah. So he's like, I'm not strong enough just to handle the big things. I'm actually strong enough and powerful enough to talk about all of the things and handle all the details. One of my favorite things is it says that he cares for the sparrows, and a sparrow is just the tiniest little bird. And he's trying to show, I actually give attention and I love, the tiniest of little birds. So yes, of course, even the little things in your life, where did I put my favorite stuffed animal? I can't find it somewhere. He's like, yeah, I care about that, right? Because I care about all of the details of who you are. Any other thoughts that you ladies have, in how you see God care for the big or the little things? Anything that has maybe been little to you in your life, but you're like, no, I saw he cared about that.
I mean, to me, Molly kind of addressed most of what I thought. but God cares about us. So yes, of course he would care about every single little thing in our lives.
Yeah, I think I've been in situations like that too, right? Where you're like, yes, I have to remind myself that nothing is too small for him to care about. And he is paying attention to all of the details of what this looks like. And he's with us in all those. So we see that God takes care of us. We see that throughout this entire Advent season, and we've seen the benefits and what it means for him to be with us. I would love just to hear from you guys just a couple of ways that you would see how the Lord is taking care of just you and your community or the things around you. Just be able to give him an opportunity to praise. So we've talked about your dad getting a job. We've talked about your home. Maybe just list a couple of other things that you've been like, no, I see that, Lord, you care about that this year. What are some things that you would just like to be thankful for?
I'm thankful for my mom and the house that we got to live in.
I think I'm most thankful for my church and all my friends and family.
I guess I'm thankful for my school that I can learn this much. And I guess my extended family.
Yeah. So you see that the Lord has cared for you in a lot of ways. You guys have a lot of people who have risen up to care for you and spend time with this year and just to be able to reflect on that. And so we just praise that we see that God cares for you so intimately, so in the details, in the big and the small, in these ways. And he wants you guys to continue to turn to him for your daily need. And so as we move on from here on Christmas Day and we continue to see God's not just with us, it's not just something we're celebrating during Advent and now we're done and we move on with our lives, but we continue to see that the Lord is with us every day. He wants to take care of our daily needs. He is in the details. He cares about these things. And I pray especially for all of our listeners as we go into finishing off this year, 2024, and we go on to next year, 2025, that we are truly, our hearts are at rest, knowing that he takes care of the details. He is with us, and that makes all of the difference. And so we just want to thank our listeners for joining us as we made it through Lifeway's teen devotional of God with us this year, just looking at their material, and thank you for creating in that. And thank you for all of our guest hosts just helping us really pick apart and process what this says. Pray that our hearts would continue to grow and know more of Jesus throughout this whole process. And so would one of you close us in prayer for today?
Dear Jesus, please help for anybody who is sick or hurt, for them to get better. And anybody who doesn't believe in you, for them to know you better. And for everybody to have a good Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, can you guys close our podcast today by wishing our listeners Merry Christmas all together?
Merry Christmas!
All right, Merry Christmas. See you again next year.
Savior born, the hope he brings. In a manger, the King has come. God with us, the Holy One. Through the silence, light breaks through. A tiny child, a promise true. In the stillness, heaven's near. God with us, we shall not fear.